Oh, yeah. I thought it was unspoken law that you don't snitch in a McDonald's.
No.
Especially in a McDonald's.
You fight in a McDonald's.
Yes.
And it was somebody who worked there.
Was it?
Yeah. I looked at the notice.
I thought it was an old man having coffee. That was the first report I read. Oh. Of course, we're talking about the United Healthcare CEO. His assassin was at right now. This is December. What is it? 9th? Yeah. No, it's idea. December 9th. And we just found out they might have caught the assassin.
Yeah, they definitely did. It's
him. They found him with like 3 fake IDs, yeah. A gun, a silencer. Mm-hmm. He goes, "Oh, is that assassin stuff?" Yeah. Have you ever been caught by the cops and they go through your stuff and you have to act surprised? Yeah. Oh, I could see how this would look like I'm an assassin. Fake IDs and you have a gun with a silencer? That's so funny. Mix it up. Put a
How did he not get rid of the weapon? I'm just pissed that he didn't take the necessary steps. We thought he was a genius.
Yeah.
He had like the Monopoly pieces in the backpack. We're like, my God, he's onto something. Meanwhile, it's probably just old Monopoly pieces from playing with his niece or something. He's like, whoops, I didn't even know they were in there.
Can I tell you what also hurts the cause? They found a manifesto.
Yeah, I know.
Which makes me think the Monopoly money is just, he thought it was real. He thought it was real money. He's like, I got all this money. I've got to spend it. And they're like, this isn't real currency. Yeah, there might be a chance he's nuts.
I don't know. I looked him up. He was the valedictorian of his all-boys high school, and he is...
Oh, they have his full name out there?
He's beautiful, yeah.
Is he?
He's beautiful. I'll show you before they take his Twitter down.
This is... his tweets! Oh, my God! Well, also, I was saying, there's the danger in a hot assassin.
Look at Luigi? That. Look at those abs over there. I know.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude.
He's so pretty.
Come on. For a good cause. Here's my thought on this. And this is what I said in Chicago, but I meant this. It's like, it's dangerous when hot. Oh, where was he? He disappeared. Oh, yeah. Luigi Mangione.
Yeah, just a hot Italian.
Oh, my God.
26-year-old.
Shirtless, just making gravy, just mixing it. And he's like, I think that CEO needs to die.
What's he going to do in prison if they... I feel like he's just
Everyone's going to be trying to fight for him.
Yeah.
They go, I want Luigi. You know, usually prison, they rape you. This one's going to be like The Bachelor, but in lockdown. he's like, yo, excuse me. Do you mind if I interrupt? They're just sitting on the bench playing chess. Yeah, the danger in having a hot assassin is that people will copycat it trying to impress the hot assassin. And you're going to get a bunch of botched attempted murders.
You think?
100%. Yeah.
Get the ladies?
Yeah, just to be like, yeah, I do it too. Yeah, we're all out here killing everyone's bosses. It's just what guys do.
I mean, I'm not against it.
Yeah, but it's going to be not in the way that you want. They're not going to be killing like CEOs and stuff. They're going to be killing like...
Their boss.
Yeah, the guy that does the schedule at Applebee's. That's what I said in Chicago. I was like, some guy's going to be like, I got fucking shot because I put Derek on brunch. But he's... Like, the fact that we got a hot assassin and it was a... Oh, here we go. Now, also, you should check... This is from a source on Twitter, so God knows if this is real. Mm-hmm. He's a Mangione.
You're looking at me? Mangione?
I don't know. Luigi Mangione. Luigi Mangione is described as a sensitive lover. The kind that...
Wait, this is somebody's review?
No, he'll kiss the nape of your neck until you're begging for more. You go, this guy just wants to fuck the assassin. This is fan fiction, dude. This guy's just writing sexual... Dude, this guy's about to have so much sexual fan fiction written about him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to start tonight, for sure.
That's why she's here to promote her new book, Carmen and Luigi, A Story of Murder and Intrigue.
That's what I call it.
He's a former Ivy League student and activist. Well, clearly. Mm-hmm. Show me any other activist that's done half as good as he did with one morning in New York. He got everyone to take... Every company took the CEO's photos off of the website.
Yeah.
Which is so funny. You know you're doing some fucked up shit if you go, dude, get rid of my profile.
Can we take me off?
They can't be shot. But it says here... this is where they're going to get him. He's anti-capitalist, 26-year-old, who who shared quotes online from Unabomber Ted Kaczynski.
Here's no way. I didn't see
here's the
see
deal
any.
About old Kaczynsk. You go back and you read some of it, and you see all the stuff with AI and everything that's happening, and you go, he wasn't completely wrong.
Yeah.
Now, granted, sending bombs to universities is super fucked up. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to tell me, as a lifelong fan of the Terminator, I'm not going to cheer on the real John Connor. Kaczynski was fighting the machines.
Yeah, he really did have a good manifesto. as far as manifestos go.
Well, he's got one. We don't know how this...
Yeah, oh, but it's so good.
Or...
What did he major in? He's a...
He's a... didn't say the major.
I think it did describe
as a tech whiz and former valedictorian.
Computer science.
At
Penn.
Okay.
Did you see when they were like, this is where all the buses went, so we could have been one of these places. I was like, it's probably Philly. He's probably going to Philly.
He's like, yeah, I went up there and fucking murdered a CEO. And then I was like, yeah, fuck that. I'm making the birds. We're fucking playing. We're on a hell of a run, go Eagles. So you hear him talking, it ruins everything for you. You go, oh. You go, yeah, you see that chick? I smiled at her because she had some big ass tits. He's just like a Philly scumbag.
Is he on Instagram? Because that always ruins it for me if they follow.
Oh, you're going to see. Oh, this is fun. Ooh. This is like, we're doing some little, look at us being little sleuths. Sleuths on the podcast. His name, his ex profile appears to be Pep Mangione.
No, I don't think he's on here. There's one called Luigi Mangione Shooter.
That's right. He followed AOC. Dude, AOC has to be like, if I'm AOC's boyfriend, I'm nervous.
Oh, no, he's
not. Oh, he followed
there.
Rogan.
Interesting.
No one else. Steve-O. He's like,
for my next stunt, I'm gonna shoot the CEO of United Healthcare point blank range with a silencer. Down, 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 down.
That's so funny. Dude, yeah.
What if he followed you?
I would be flattered.
Yeah.
I would be like, stop.
Come on, Luigi.
Stop it. Luigi. Okay. Luigi. I mean, they're probably gonna Epstein him. They're probably gonna kill him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he can't. Katie made that point earlier when we were talking about it. She was like, they had to catch somebody.
Yeah.
They couldn't just let this go.
Yeah.
But man, he's going to have, you know how like, you had a great joke about Ted Bundy.
Oh, thank you.
About naming his daughters. But the whole point is that people like loved him. Like he got arrested and people like.
Yeah.
You know how many women are going to go stand outside the prison that Luigi, I killed a CEO, Hunkosaurus Rex is at? Oh my God, he's going to be doing pull-ups.
Free him. What is he going to do? Get hotter in prison? Like, how do you even...
He's going to stay shredded. Do? He's going to come out with, I'm going to tell you right now, either one of those Islamic caps or circle glasses, and he's going to be jacked. Dude, you should just start an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
In prison.
Yeah. Oh,
is there a rule against prisoners starting OnlyFans?
There has
not in Pennsylvania.
To be.
Yeah. Find out. I bet, yeah, it would be funny to see who he followed on Instagram.
If he's not on Instagram.
At all.
Mm-mm.
He's probably got like a very smart handle.
Maybe he's, maybe he's one of those fake ones that comes and like trolls me.
He's like, he's shut up.
Women suck.
He's like, WNBA blows. And you're like, oh, dude, no.
Luigi.
We had the funniest season we've ever had. And that was your thought?
On your side until you hated the Liberty.
That. What if he actually is into the WNBA, but specifically against the Liberty? And you go, that almost hurts more.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy, being 26, he's probably got such a crazy internet footprint.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it's not like he was training to do this since he was a child. It is crazy, a young hot dude being into Kaczynski.
I've heard that. That's a big thing, like the younger men being.
Really?
Like, actually, he has some good points.
He's also a sick look with the hoodie and the glasses.
Yeah.
What a fit.
Yeah.
If you look at the sketch... The idea of him being on a date, but being so hot that girls are just going along with everything he's saying. And then him being like, you know, Ted Kaczynski said like, and she's like, yes, yes, absolutely. I don't think he would like my TikTok, but.
Oh, is he on TikTok?
Oh, no.
That would rule.
Do you have TikTok?
Doing little dances? Yeah, somewhere in here.
This is his Instagram.
Whoa, what?
I think we might have found.
Oh my God, it definitely is.
How did you track him down that fast?
2018. Oh.
No, it's fine. We Google over enough women. Well, let's let Carmen have this.
If we could just... it's going to be a minute.
Can we get five? Can we get five on set? Oh, wait, wow. Is it thirst traps? Let me see. Now, yeah,
I mean,
the
first picture is 2018.
2008. Yeah, he's jacked. He's mm-hmm. been... Finally got an Instagram to give my sister's blog another follower.
Oh, a sister.
Oh, man. Who's he follow? Let's get into it.
Please be you. Oh, no, my I'm God. Seeing,
there are mutual. There's four mutual with you.
Who?
Do you know? I don't know any of these people. Are there friends of yours?
That's cool.
What's his name? Just like for research. For no other reason.
Dude, more women need to be creepy.
I'm so creepy. I didn't see it.
Just, let's just up the creepiness of women. That's...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, please don't. If he's in your DMs being mean, this is kind of...
I wouldn't be surprised. He looks like some of my trolls. They're usually not this hot, though.
Yeah. This is like...
My goodness.
Stunning. It's all from 2019.
That's his sister. He might be gay.
Oh, you heard it here first. Carmen thinks Oh, by the way, I'm watching the comments and the likes go up in real time.
Yeah.
On his... Also, those people that we mentioned might have found him and followed him already.
Oh, that's true.
Because free my goat. Yeah, they're already like... The comments are all... Luigi, we love you. I don't know. I'm getting mixed vibes from this kid. Why does his story sound so narcissistic?
His story?
Yeah. This is great. Reading the comments on the assassins.
Lost in this. I'm like, what? What do you guys?
Stud with about? Accuracy. There's just, you're seeing like horny people, people, political, everything. It's a mission. This is it.
Everything I want. And
just he's like, this assassin has everything. We got to bring Stefan back. An Instagram with abs, a silencer, Monopoly money, a backpack full of Monopoly money, a Puerto Rican flag. Is he? He didn't seem Puerto Rican.
Unclear. His name is Luigi from Fiji, but he lives in Hawaii. It said on his Twitter, and
well,
he has a backpack emoji in his Instagram. That's kind of funny in an ironic, cute way.
In like a way where you're like, yeah. Did you know you would affect history with a backpack? Because I mean, say what you will, this guy affected history.
Yeah.
He will be known, and he had a manifesto which. Man, again, let's go to the BetterHelp ad. Great. If you're feeling like broken or whatever, if his manifesto, his quote unquote manifesto, ends up being a bipolar break, you're going to be like, oh.
Oh, I bet it's going to have good points.
You think? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, you're just thirsty for this guy.
Dan, I'm so busy right now.
Don't tell me. Have you found anything good?
No, I'm just looking at the pictures that are on here.
I mean,
he's
this
adorable.
Guy.
Oh, he looks like a fun time.
He's just like a young guy, mm-hmm. 26. Mm-hmm. And isn't it funny that flirting is the thing that brought him down?
Flirting?
Yeah, he smiled at the hostel he was at.
Yes.
Where
yeah,
he pulled
I was
the
like,
mask down.
What a sunshiny smile he had. I was like, that is going to get him.
He knows that. It's
a beautiful smile.
He knows that he has a beautiful smile. That's why he was like, you think I'm good with a gun? And then he was like, wink. And then that ended up being his downfall.
Luigi.
Luigi, what are you doing?
That and like having the gun on him in McDonald's. Yeah. Like, same coat, I think, too.
Oh, no.
Dude.
He's like, are you guys mad at me? We thought he escaped like Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
That's what we mean. We were calling him Jason Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
There was a moment where we went out to dinner the night it happened with mm-hmm. our friends. We were going down to Chinatown and we got on the D train and it stopped for like a good while, longer mm-hmm. than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 10 minutes. Mm. And we were on the train and our friends Gary and Sarah were like, what's going on? And Katie and I were already thinking Bourne supremacy. So we're like, oh, this is a fight on the train tracks. That's why the train's down. The assassins fighting off all the feds coming after him.
It's so exciting. And it comes through the train.
But then when you realize he's just a bimbo and he got caught.
Yeah, dude.
He's like, can I get an Egg McMuffin? And they're like, are you an assassin? He goes, no. Because also they said the woman asked for his ID.
At McDonald's?
Yeah, so that's what makes me think he might... Dude, if he's a himbo, if he's just like a hot himbo and he's like, oh, I forgot that you need your ID for Egg McMuffins. Here you go.
He did not give his ID. Please, no.
I think what led to his downfall was she asked him for an ID at McDonald's. I know that from just from what I read online, which is the biggest bimbo way to go out. Mm-hmm. By the way, by the time this episode comes out, they could be like,
yeah,
this is truly a fresh opinion.
Maybe this happened like half an hour ago. What if it's a decoy?
He's hot. He's just got your brain. Carmen's. I've watched guy friends of mine do this with women they're dating, and you go, no, she sucks. And you go, no. What if she actually is stripping to go to nurse school? And you go, no. She's just a straight up stripper. No, she's gonna go. Yeah, this guy fucked up.
Yeah,
he did the hardest part. Mm-hmm. Obviously murdering a human being goes without saying, morally the hardest thing to do, but he escaped New York City.
Yeah.
Altoona, Pennsylvania.
You got to go further. You got to keep going. Also,
go to Mexico with that body?
Disguises.
Yeah, Luigi, get a mustache.
Get distinct eyebrows. Yeah, get fake eyelashes, get a wig, get some fake tits, have that backpack set up in the alley where you were making your escape. You change everything. You dump everything. You do not dump the gun in Central Park. You dump it in the East River.
Where was it found?
On him. At McDonald's.
He's just had it. He's holding yeah. it.
Can I get a... He goes, just swing it around.
He's pointing the barrel. He goes, is the number 7 available after 10? I'm sorry, you're going to need an ID for that meal. And he goes, of course. The idea of him just walking into the thing going like, well, of course you need an ID for that. Here's my real ID.
How did a McDonald's employee not be on his side? If I saw him, I would be like, we ignore this. Yeah, he had a fake ID.
Yeah.
And nobody knew
what Mark Rosario on it, which he did look like. He does look like a Mark Rosario.
Yeah.
Honestly. Philadelphia. Once at the police station's office discovered Mangione. Once at the police station. So they didn't know he had the gun.
But he did have it on him.
Yeah. As well as like a silencer.
Fool.
Fake Get New Jersey ID.
And you're just like the next few days later, just kind of like jazzing around with it.
Mm-mm. Wait,
no. Disappointed in you.
He was arrested on firearm charges. That's what that's what they're holding him on. And NYPD detectives are headed to Pennsylvania to interview him, which is such a scene out of a movie where they grab their coffees and run. You know, where they grab their coats and they're like, he's down in Altoona, Pennsylvania. We can get there by 7 p.m. And then he's just going to be there. He's so hot, he might get out of it.
For sure. What jury are they going to find in New York City?
No women.
No.
No gay men. You better have ugly men that hate hot guys. And then he's jealous. Getting life in the slammer.
Maybe incels?
He's like, yeah, just a jury of incels being like, fuck this guy. Mm-hmm. He's like, I think my only problem is I'm too generous of a lover. And these guys are like, I fucking hate him. I mean, it's... The thing that's been funny to watch is who tries to take the CEO side. Like, who's going like, guys, it's not cool. And you're like, no, it is.
It's like super cool.
It's pretty cool. I brought this point up before, but the people that are like, I don't know. I think it's kind of fucked up. It's murder. And you're like, is it? Now that he's hot, I wonder, I bet he said something cool. Wait till the movie comes out.
Ooh, who could play him though? Who's that beautiful?
Yeah, who's got the bod matched with the face of an angel?
So we had Zac Efron played Bundy.
Yeah, who would you cast
as
Luigi the assassin? I think I would probably, you know, obviously Timothy Chalamet's in everything. You know. He's on a short list, but I'm trying to think who else I would cast as the assassin. Probably somebody from like a CW show that I've never watched. The CW always has really hot guys. Yeah. So you go find a guy because he doesn't need to act a lot.
No.
What you do is you have the detectives. Those are the ones you get the Giamattis. You get the real serious actors. Mm-hmm. Damn. That movie will be out in less than 2 years. There is already a studio Yeah. Moving on this.
They're so excited.
They have contacted the Thompson family to get the rights to the murder of their father. I bet someone in Hollywood has already called. They've been like,
dibs.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all they say.
Hello. And they go, dibs. Sorry, this is, I'm with MGM. And I just want to let you know your father's story is about to be a podcast, a movie, a cartoon, and a video game. Winnipeg, Canada. January 30th, the 31st, and February 1st, I will be at Rumors for 5 shows. Go get tickets at dansoder.com. And this time, leave your infectious diseases to yourself. California, 2025, the end of February. San Diego, February 28th. Los Angeles, March 1st. And San Francisco, March 2nd. Get tickets on sale now, dansoder.com. I will see you in 2025. And then other cities, don't worry. We're coming. We're putting it all together. But California, you're up first on this theater tour. I'm very excited about this. Again, February 28th, I'll see you in San Diego. March 1st, Los Angeles. And March 2nd, San Francisco. DanceHunter.com for tickets. Please buy them. And I'll see you then.
How old were his kids? They're kids, I think. They were like 9 and 7 or something, right?
That's what sucks. Those are the people I truly feel bad for.
Yeah, just the sons. The wife, they were like separated. She wasn't even living with them anyway.
But you find out they're either going to make these kids good guys or hyper villains.
The kids?
Yeah, like your dad gets murdered. You're either, and you find out.
Oh, that like that'll be their future?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think hyper villains.
You think?
Rich kids don't grow up and go, you know what? Maybe we were wrong the whole time.
But
they're like, someone murdered my dad. I'm spoiled. Kill all the poors.
Everybody. But my argument against that would be when bad shit like that happens to rich kids, sometimes it wakes them up and they go like, oh shit, like murder? Your father getting murdered and then the internet going like, Yeah. Supervillain.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's going to make him a supervillain because you're going to be like, I would be, dude, if everyone got happy when my dad died when I was 14. Number one, if we had the internet, but like it was America Online.
Yep.
If I went on the internet when I was 14 and everyone was like, yo, fuck Gary, I would be like, well, they must pay. So yeah, supervillain it is. Those boys are going to get turned into fucking...
Yeah.
A real problem.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in Vermont? You went to college in Vermont.
Yeah, I went to college in Vermont. I grew up in Vermont.
You grew up in Vermont?
Mm-hmm.
Were there very wealthy? Because Vermont has crazy, sneaky wealth.
It's not people who live there or grew up there, though.
Really?
People have, like, second houses in the woods because, like, Vermonters don't bother celebrities. They can kind of walk around, and we're just like, I think that was...
Have you ever, like Burton lived, like the guy that invented Burton snowboards? Yeah.
I might have met him. I did something for Burton.
Yeah?
Did
you grow up in Burlington?
I grew up in Montpelier.
Oh, wow. The capital.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you, seventh grade. Everyone wants to say
very good.
It, but it's usually Montpelier.
People don't get that.
But like, Vermont would be a place. Why didn't you go to Vermont?
Luigi. Yeah. They would never catch you there, Luigi.
That's so funny. Oh my God, I could have showed you around. I could have showed you around Montpelier. And then in your head, it's like you guys going through all the places. Oh, he still got the backpack on?
Yeah. Like, he could have the backpack. Everyone has the backpack and the coat.
Vermont, he would have blended right in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what it was? It was too hot for Altoona.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's why. That's what it was.
Ooh.
He was too hot. They went in there, they went, what is this?
Yeah. Why are you in McDonald's? Why was he eating McDonald's? He's
probably as a joke to other hot people.
Yeah.
They're in the parking lot. He goes, hey, look. Oh, oh I'm having a cheeseburger.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
He's a big fan of that blog. I think, what's his name? Something Urban.
I mean, he is all just retweets. Dude, is he a reply guy? This is what you got to look at.
Oh, wow. Why didn't I? Yeah.
Followed by Mike Racine. that is without a doubt. That is so recent.
Oh, that's funny.
Is so fucking funny that you look down at.
I'm going to hit the follow.
Well, he might. Oh, he retweeted Peter Thiel on talking about startups ran by people with autism. Such a blatant chat GBT LMFAO. Oh, he is a reply guy.
No way. I don't disagree
with
that.
This is why Jordan Peterson always bothers me, he says. If I saw if he had a tweet where he's like, Dan Soder sucks, I'd be like, oh, brother, that hurt. Brother, you got me.
He has probably come across your stuff. He doesn't seem like he's a comedy fan, though. Boo.
No, he doesn't like stand-up.
Damn.
Sam Altman from AI. He's an AI guy. And AOC. But, you know. Damn. The internet detectives are already over this. They're already going to have, like, one of those things where it shows, like, the six most offensive tweets of the gunman. The fan fiction will come out faster than the movie. And it will happen. Damn it, you idiot. You should have gone to Vermont.
Yeah.
You could have gone to Vermont really? And been hot up there.
Yep.
And then just
chop some wood in the.
That would have been good for his physique.
He could have called me and been like, "I need a place." I'd be like, "I got you a farm. They'll never find you."
Listen to me. You will be safe. Then you put the phone down to your boyfriend. You go, I have to do this for America. You understand this, right? Nothing would make me more nervous if Katie was like, "Hey, I have to go be with the hot assassin for a week and help him escape." I'd be like, Why isn't there ever that character in an action movie? You know how they always get like a hot girl and they're like, "You got to help me." And she's like, "Yeah, but her boyfriend." And he's like, "I don't think I'm okay with this."
Just one scene with him being like, I don't know, babe.
I've been working on this in therapy. I'm not trying to be insecure. It doesn't feel fair. It doesn't feel fair that you're going to go to Vermont with Luigi.
You know I have an anxious attachment style.
You've told me I'm not allowed to contact you for 2 weeks until everything, as you said, shakes out. Just like those things. Like, then you have to tell your friends. They come over, they go, "Where's Katie?" They like, come over to watch Monday Night Football. I go, She had to go to the Berkshires with Luigi, her friend, who's...
Is that the guy? The assassin?
I go, yeah, but they're just friends. and then your friends are like, what? You saw it? He's like shirtless on his Twitter profile. And you go, yeah, but... Dude, I have no reason to believe that anything... Oh, that's so funny. And then her coming home and be like, "How was it? You didn't call me. You said you were going to call me when you got there."
Oh, fuck. They traced it. Why are you being this way? Yeah. You always do this.
So many fights. If he would have gone to Vermont, he would have been safe. Mm-hmm. Fucking idiot.
It really is disappointing that he didn't. Yeah, change some stuff about your face that you saw that they had your thing on the thing.
I think what it comes down to is he blew it in a way that all of us know we wouldn't have blown it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone would have been like, ID, and you're like, "For a Big Mac?"
Mm-hmm.
"Lady,
mm-hmm.
There's a Sheetz across the street. Mm-hmm. I'll go hammer out a pepperoni roll, and you'll be a thing of the past." But knowing he was like, "Of course.
Yeah.
Here you go. Mark Roncini." Oh, man. Because he did the hardest thing that none of us could do, which is murder, and then get out of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucking blew it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Well, I'm sure we'll find out a lot about him. And by the time you watch this episode, you probably already know.
We don't care about this. We've already... This is old news.
We're mad that he did it. There's also already been two other assassinations. And you go, oh, fuck. God, this really blows it. You're one of the only people I can talk to about something that they love that they've had to defend. I love professional wrestling. My whole life, I've had to defend it.
Mm-hmm.
At all times.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely am I in the solace of other wrestling fans where we just get to nerd out about it and enjoy the product. I feel like being a WNBA fan.
Oh, I was like, oh, I'm not a wrestling.
Yeah,
I know. We were just learning in real time. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. That's why I had you on. It was to talk Starrcade 87. Well, I thought we were going to talk Survivor Series 99. Why? No, you love the WNBA and you're loud about it.
Yeah.
And you say it in a way that I appreciate, which is like, fuck this. I love it.
Yeah.
Took me a while to get there with wrestling.
Ah.
Were you like that with WNBA? Were you ever like sheepish about it?
No, I don't think so. No, I used to go to the games when they were in Westchester.
Yeah.
Which was a high school gym.
No
the tickets
way.
Were like $12 and you could sit right behind the players. Sounds like it was forever ago.
You sit right behind them. Yeah. They, you could taste their sweat on the court.
Yeah. We were bad. Yeah.
That's like how my grandma used to talk about going to see the 49ers in Kezar Stadium in Golden Gate Park. And you're like, she's like, tickets were $7. We would bring bread to make sandwiches. She told me she'd go in with like a giant bread knife into the stadium for an NFL game.
Yeah.
But that's WNBA. That's you were in like, you yeah. were that part of the WNBA.
Yeah.
So now it's Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and all mm-hmm. these people. Blowing it up and yep. making it fucking huge.
Yep.
Are you like hipster mad about it? Are you like, I liked the band before they got famous?
I am a little bit in the way that like I'll wear my jersey and I'll be like, no, but I was here before you guys were wearing the jerseys. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. You can admit it.
Yeah.
I'm that way with everything.
Yeah.
I was that way with bands, with comics. Comics was
yeah.
the thing. I loved Chappelle,
mm-hmm.
like from his HBO half hour. From his one night stand.
Uh-huh.
Like I saw that and I was like, I love this. And then obviously Killing Him Softly and all that stuff. But yeah. Killing Him Softly was the first time where I was like, I actually know about this guy. I actually know about, and then everything uh-huh. after I was like, I've been a fan uh-huh. since like 95. But it makes me understand hipsters more.
Yeah.
Cause they do shit and then other people likes it and they're like, I'm actually yeah. here first.
Then it's not cool anymore.
But
WNBA is still cool, but it's not like, I don't know.
You want them to get paid.
Yeah, definitely.
Like that's
yeah, I kind of got priced out of being a fan, unfortunately.
Did you really?
Yeah, the tickets are too much and they're so far away. And I'm like, they used to be able to be right behind yeah. them.
You were at a high school gym.
Mm-hmm.
There should be, that's what sucks when you see with sports when they kind of give up on the OG fan base where they're just kind of like, oh, we're famous. It's like, it's like the first wife in bio. Pick movies where you're like, she was with you when you invented the thing. And then you see the second wife and you're like, you didn't give that first one a send off. Uh-huh. Why is there just a new late, you know? Uh-huh. And it feels like they do, sports teams do that. 49ers did that when they moved to Levi's. They like made season tickets for people that were like beatniks in San Francisco that love the 49ers. Mm-hmm. And now they're like, well, they're over $200,000.
Oh,
and you're like, I can't afford that.
Yeah. Then it's just rich non-fans.
Yeah.
That's the whole issue right now.
Do you think that's happening to the WNBA?
I think it will. Not quite yet. I mean, and I have a lot of friends who have season tickets, and if they can't go to the games, they give me their seats, and it's awesome. Like, Ashley Gavin has front row.
That's sick.
Awesome. She's like, I can't make it. I'm like, I can.
I can. I always will.
Yeah, always.
Do you, I mean, that's like a thing where if you made a ton of money, would that be the first thing you buy?
Yeah.
Is
yeah,
season
that's
tickets?
Definitely, yeah. I would get those front row season tickets, yeah, for sure.
Do you yell at the players?
I yell, but I blend in. I don't want to like be that person who when they're on the foul line. I know that guy. There is a guy that's like pretty famous with like the Liberty staff as the guy who just yells like while they're taking foul shots and stuff, and his voice is very projecting.
Yeah.
So everybody knows who he is. And what
does
like,
he yell?
What's up, Frank? Huh?
What does he yell? Like bad shit or?
He, like the stuff to miss. I don't really.
You fucking suck.
No, he doesn't swear. I think he'd get kicked out if he yeah. swore.
That's so funny that they need fans so bad that they're like, yell at us. NBA, they mm-hmm. kick him out if they don't like their vibes. They're like, this lady's got bad vibes. I've seen LeBron boot people. He's like, I don't know, this guy.
That's so cool. I didn't know they could do that. Like a comedian, they can just be like, no.
Yeah, they've kicked out. I've seen a couple games where NBA players have had people ejected.
What? Cool.
Now, a lot of time the people did fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Or obviously they said the N-word. Like,
oh.
that's, like, been a couple where you're, like,
God.
You see how mad the player gets, and you go, that guy said the N-word. Like, that guy, because they're, like, get him the fuck out of here. And then they say something to security, and then that guy's gone. And you're, like, I'm guessing that's the only thing.
Oof.
What is the entire NYPD going down to Altoona? They're, like, you guys got to get, there's, like, 20 sirens in the
imagine
background.
Imagine being, like, you have to miss out on that. You're, like, just one of the regular cops. So they're, like, and you. Not you. And
you're
like,
staying here.
No.
I'm going to go get him.
Yeah.
Haluigi. They are who? Man, I know we're jumping around because I want to finish talking about WNBA, but you got to get back to casting this Luigi movie because it's going to happen. And I know it's probably going to happen much faster than we think. But WNBA, there's a thing about it. This is why we have it. This is why Mike's so good at editing. But I feel like with wrestling, it took like The Rock getting really famous. Mm-hmm. You saw different things happen mm-hmm. where people were more accepting. And then what happened is people got old enough. When you get old enough, you just don't want to defend anything. You get old enough and you're like, I just like it.
Yeah.
And people are like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. WNBA, though, I feel like WNBA always got a real tough rap mm-hmm. of people being like, it sucks, no one goes. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. you have these like loud sports guys who love to be like, fuck the WNBA. And like, yeah. you don't even care.
I know. Well, you're not watching it anyway.
Is that how you felt about like all the Caitlin Clark stuff?
About like how?
Like watching people give opinion on something you knew they weren't watching a year before?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm just happy that they're there, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just glad they're around.
That's such a beaten down.
It is weird that they, I'm like, Caitlin's great, but everyone thought that she was like the greatest that has or ever has and ever will. And I'm like, there are about 40 players in the WNBA who are better than her.
Really?
There's so many that are better than her. Yeah. We saw that. She, you know, she's great, but she's not as good as the starting
That's
lineup of the Liberty, you know?
That's, yeah, champs. Yeah. Rub it in. Yeah. You get it. Carmen's been with you guys since day one, number one.
I can't believe
But it is really like that. Comics feel like that a lot, where you'll have a friend to be like, I love this person. You go, they're not like the best, though.
You know what I mean? I love it. Like, shit talking. Yes, so much. I mean, yeah, if you guys want to.
You're going to have to edit the fuck out of this episode.
I think you should drop it tomorrow or Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, we got it.
Speech is just like, yeah, I don't know. I'm probably going to shoot someone.
What's better than pussy? Nothing. Oh, you'll edit this. We're up here. How's he open? Is he open with a joke?
Headmaster Smythe, Mr. Hubeck, members of the Board of Trustees, family, friends, faculty.
Stopping it right here. Very wedding speech opening. Mm-hmm. He's got a very wedding speech opening.
Why does he have a corsage?
Because it's valedictorian. You got to let him know. That's the flower of the vow. That's the vow. I don't know. I have no idea. He looks like he's going to prom.
Oh, yeah. And fellow students.
But also, cute kid.
Good afternoon.
Good looking kid.
Thank you all for being here to celebrate Gilman's 116th Founders Day. I'm honored to be speaking to you all today on behalf of the Gilman class of 2016.
He's got clipped nervous energy, you know. When you're
why is
nervous.
He not a professional stand-up comedian as a 17-year-old boy?
This guy needs bits. I could have wrote your speech better.
When I started writing the speech, I talked with several students and teachers and asked how they would describe the class of 2016. Many of the students characterized our class as inventive.
It's clearly hot in there. Did you just see the guy fanning himself?
Wiping himself with a napkin, this guy?
He looks like he's like, wow, that was a fine speech, son.
I was like, what state is this? I thought he was from the north.
He just wiped his bald head into the back of his neck, and he's like, now don't go out there killing any CEOs. Now all you boys are trained killers. You must understand that.
Throughout its time here at Gilman, the class of 2016 has been coming up with new ideas and challenging the world around it. Our selling of Chick-fil-A during lunch, arguably the staple of our class, provides a great example. In our sophomore year, when brainstorming ways to fundraise, we didn't just...
I'll tell you what, he's not killing in the room.
This is such a boring speech. It's 6 minutes.
6 more minutes. Let's cut to the end. Yeah. Let's see how he wraps it up.
Yeah.
He's like, just saying, we skip over the part where he's like, one day I'm going to get my blicky and I'm going to wet the back of a CEO on 6th Avenue. All I'm saying is free healthcare.
Be exploring the unknown, whether that be attending colleges across the country.
That's so far, or killing a CEO because the healthcare system in America has gotten crazy out of control. You go, the guy said he was going to do it and he did it. I respect the hell out of this guy.
What if he knew that he was going to, what if like in this speech, like in the middle, he's like, and the gun is in the backpack in the bottom of the, just see if he had some like cool clue. And you go,
like when they do that in a movie, you know, where at the end you go, you have to rewatch the movie because like Bruce Willis in Sixth Sense, you go, he's not there. And you watch, no one looks at him. And you go, listen, he says backpack 6 different times. Why does he keep saying backpack?
I've never been more sure that a speech was written by AI.
You think he used AI in 2016?
So boring. Like, oh, that was a 2016.
That was a beautiful speech. Oh, absolutely lovely. You're going to go on to do marvelous things. Never take a life.
That's what AI learned from him then.
Yeah, they're like,
that's so boring.
Damn, spice it up.
Yeah.
AI, how do you put in some fucking jokes? Yeah, this is the most fascinating news story of the year, and they gave it to us right at the end. The Trump assassination attempt was crazy. I didn't think it was going to be outdone. This definitely did it.
Yeah. We still got days left, too.
Still got about two weeks of cooking to go. It really is one of those things where you're like, dude, what? I remember reading it and being like, what is this? And then now it's... There's definitely merch.
Oh, wow.
People got to be selling merch.
Like merch is like shirts.
That's like an old school thing. Like when old school shit would happen. Back in the 70s and shit, they would make TV like shirts. So now with the way how quick people can print stuff.
Yeah. There's an Etsy shop right now that is firing on all cylinders. Yeah,
they go, I got Luigi did it, Luigi. Just like pressing the shirts and sending them out. Yeah, because people are... Myrtle.
The one scratched paw on the door. That's the cutest sound.
She's like, let me in. Are you guys talking Hot Assassin? She's like, I want to talk Hot Assassin.
What's Myrtle's voice? Do you have a voice for Myrtle?
We used to do a southern voice for her because she's from Tennessee. And then we kind of dropped that. And then we gave her a doofy voice of like, duh, duh, duh. And then now we just kind of do annoyed teenager. She's like, what? Because she very much like sighs a lot when we do stuff. She'll be like, yeah, like, I love you, Myrtle. And she's like, but she, yeah, we don't have like a good voice for her.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a voice and it sticks.
Yeah.
And that's just the voice.
Yeah.
Our voice hasn't stuck yet.
You'll find it.
We'll find it. We might find her. She might find her voice on this other. We're doing another road trip next week. So that's when we get a lot of Myrtle bits.
Yeah.
That's when we get into it, into the lore.
Mm-hmm.
Open the door and see if she's right there. Just pop that. Just see if she's. Come on in. Hey.
Come here.
Myrtle, come in. Come here.
Come here, Myrtle. Oh, my gosh.
Carmen and Myrtle hit it off, and now Myrtle's been. Most guests don't like Myrtle's crazy energy.
Perfect. Oh, no, my gosh.
Because she goes nuts when people show up. Because she hates Kate. It's not that like she just hates. She loves Katie and I. So but funny. We got her during the pandemic, and she didn't see other people. That's so funny. Now you're stuck. What are your thoughts on Mario? On Luigi? She's like, now I cause chaos. She loves him.
Aw.
She can't get enough of Pimp. Yeah. Oh, watch out. She's in the power cord. All right. Myrtle, can you just go go chill in your place?
Aw.
It's a room. She loves it.
Okay.
She got posters up of Luigi. Yeah.
She just licks it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I go, she licked through another poster of Katie. We have to stop it. She looked through her... fucking United Healthcare Assassin. They don't have a cool name for him yet.
No, they don't.
They don't have a shorthanded name for him. That's what the only thing I've noticed. They don't have him as like the, you know, the premium killer.
The CEO. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. There's no O. Yeah.
You need to go like the CEO Slayer. They don't.
Ooh, that works.
We're close. CEO We're spitballing. Slayer. We're getting there. But what would you call you'd call him like the sympathetic gun? Or like, Oh, the Obamacare assassin. I don't know. You're just trying to find it out. Oh, she brought her corn out. Myrtle's got her corn.
Oh, she's cute. Cool.
She hates Nebraska, but she likes corn. We've been through it. Yeah, this is news moves too fast now.
Yeah,
it goes from being like, oh, here's the story. Here's all the info. And then now it's just like, it's already packed up and it's in a Netflix doc.
Yep.
So good luck.
Yeah, I can't even do topical bits anymore because I'm like, by the time I figure it out in a couple of days, it's like, what? We don't talk about that anymore. And I'm like, okay, then fine. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what sucks about something like this. 10 years ago, this you could have got jokes. If you got a great joke, it would have taken you all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
The key is finding like little stories that no one has, because everyone went to this one. I mean, shit. We watched his whole valedictorian speech on this podcast.
It's not good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Different takes, different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, it really is crazy about how everyone can be in on the same water cooler talk.
Yeah.
And then it's like the next thing's gone. It's like what brings us together is very weird now as a society. Like the things mm-hmm. that get you to be like, I know that. Yeah. Everybody's got info on this. Everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah.
Call my mom and be like, what'd you think? She's like, She was in the business. Trish used to work at Aetna.
Oh, so what's her opinion?
I talked to her and she was like, it's crazy. But I bet now she's got a fully cooked one. Uh-huh. I'll call her. I'll drop the Trish opinion on another episode.
I'll bet my mom's
Patreon
pro.
Your mom?
Luigi, yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's, I mean, Vermont, man. My parents are progressive. Both your parents are awesome. Yeah.
Your parents are probably. That's what I thought was interesting was watching the people that were like, it's sick you guys are celebrating this. And then even conservatives were like, no, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this thing really brought everyone together.
Look at your eyes. No, don't, no.
Just recording schedule-wise, you guys should know this. I'm going to break the fourth wall. The next guest is Nick Mullen, and there's no way he will be half as engaging with Myrtle. Myrtle, soak it up.
Oh, my goodness.
She's like, she's making the noise, too, where she's like, this fucking rolls.
Don't go.
Myrtle, what
don't
are your go. Thoughts on the
cat? I know you don't know me that well. Please stay. She's like, I want it too much. Dogs and cats can sense it, and they're like, yeah, they go, you're a little much.
She goes, this guy kind of cares about me. We got to find a way to get you WNBA tickets.
I really want.
I know all this. All the worlds are crossing. The assassinating rich people and getting priced out of tickets.
Yeah.
It's meeting at this weird thing where you're like, get Carmen WNBA tickets. Jay and I on the bonfire years ago joked around about buying the tickets were so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is like 7 years ago, 6 years ago. We were like, let's get a box at MSG
mm-hmm.
for and like sponsor it. For our radio show.
Cool.
And we didn't do it.
No.
And I could have turned around right now and gone, here's some sweet tickets from the bonfire suite. Because we were like, let's get into the Liberty.
Yeah.
We picked it. We're like, we like getting into a team as a show.
Yeah.
But we gave up. I think COVID ruined that.
Yeah.
Because we were on board in 2019.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit and,
Yep.
We scrambled for everything. But damn, I feel bad. Could have had you some tickets. Could have had you some good WNBA tickets.
Damn it.
Yeah. They.
I'll get them. Somebody's listening. Somewhere.
Have players ever reached out and seen your comedy?
I have had one did because I was wearing her jersey in a sketch I did.
Yeah.
And somebody tagged her.
Nice.
And she was like, oh, cool. Be my friend.
I want you to be my friend. That's the accessibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wrestling in WNBA is you like the accessibility. When wrestlers are like, hey, like you can yell at them and stuff. Yeah. Also, when you see low level wrestling, like indie wrestling, I don't call it low level. It's still, but like in, not a shithead.
Bitch ass wrestling.
No.
Yeah.
Independent wrestling, a lot of times you're in a high school gym.
Uh-huh.
And so you're just like right there. And then they sell merch. Like before and after their matches. So it is when they get big, you do have this like sense of pride of like ownership of pride of like, I love this. And then you're like, and now they're no longer mine. It's kind of what the Liberty did to you.
A little bit, yeah.
They're like,
it's
thanks,
completely
Carmen.
Different team too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Than the one that you.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a single player from when I started watching. That's still
would they
on the
fill
team.
Up the high school gym?
No. Close.
Just as comics, though, you have that feeling when you walk in and they go, this is what we got.
Yeah,
I'll make the best of it.
A lot of people bring, like, their kids to have something to do. A lot of people that I'm sure aren't still fans. They were just in Westchester and they're like, what should we?
Have you seen any of the intense fans from Westchester carry on to the Garden?
That was me. And they're at Barclays.
Barclays, my bad. Yeah. They used to be at the Garden.
Briefly, weren't they? Yeah.
Like 2009.
Yeah.
I know that because my friends.
I wasn't there for those.
My friend's brother, his best friend worked for the Charlotte Bobcats. They were the Bobcats at the time.
Uh-huh.
And as a birthday present for my friend, he got Madison Square Garden to play basketball. Like you can do that if you know the right people. So his birthday present to my friend's brother was like, you guys have, I think it was like an hour to play basketball on the court at MSG, but it was New York Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
So all my pictures that I have on my old Facebook from that day. All it's all like laying in front of the Liberty, because it was like Liberty. That's why I said MSG. So yeah, damn. Then they got moved to a high school. That really hurts.
Yeah,
like leave the greatest arena known to man and go to fucking Central Westchester. That's wild. But now they're back at Barclays and selling
it out. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Selling out.
See, it's all up and down, baby.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like comedy.
It's just, that's how you become friends with them. You go, I pretty much know.
I have WNBA jokes. I'm hoping that they, I don't know, clip them up and send them. I don't know. They're not hurting for fans or anything. They don't need me.
But this is when they do need you. So you can ride the momentum together, and then you can always be like, you know, hey, I was down with the NBA. Other sports do that. They pair up with people. WNBA, you need fucking spokespeople. You're doing a good moment. Carmen Legala, right now. Go watch her special on YouTube and then call her up. Call Carmen up to come be at games at least. Don't leave her out. Did you play growing up?
Yeah, I still play.
You still?
I mean, I'm not like, I play like a 40-year-old. I'm just like,
do you have knee wraps and specs? Do you put the specs on?
Yeah, just a mouth guard.
You guys ever seen Carmen play basketball? It's intense.
Hair down.
Yeah. Did you play all through high school?
Yeah.
And then in college, did you try?
College, I wanted to do D1 sports, and the only one I could do was track and field.
Oh, so nice. You did track and field in college? Mm-hmm. Damn, you're like an athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a Division I athlete. Yeah. They always do this. They're always modest about it. They're like, I did it. And you're like, dude, I sucked at sports. And I still love them. I would be so... This is why I wasn't good. Because I'd be bragging. I'd be like, yeah, D1. What did you do in track and field?
800 meters was my specialty.
That's twice around the track?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Sucked. It's the worst. I wish I had been good at sprinting. Or anything.
Can you still run? If you had to run from like a serial killer, would they have picked the wrong one?
They'd be like, I thought you were good at this.
Yeah.
I looked up your old numbers.
I'm catching up fast. Yeah. I wanted a challenge. But I always think about that. Like Joe List was a long distance runner.
Oh, I can see that. Wow.
He did cross country in high school.
That is one of my fun things is that I can see somebody and I know what distance they probably ran, if they were good or not.
What about Michelle Wolf?
I can see them run. I already know that she was... She's like an 800.
She does like those crazy.
I can't believe I didn't ever race against her. I don't think we were quite.
Oh, she was at William and Mary. Where were you
at? Did we cross paths? How old is she?
She is in her 30s, late 30s.
Yeah, so am I.
Okay.
William and Mary, I think only did with cross country.
Okay. And where were you at?
I was at Vermont, University of Vermont.
Oh, you went to, That's pretty awesome to go to your home state.
It was just because it was the cost like almost no money for me to run there. I got college paid for.
Nice. Burlington's a fucking fun town though.
It is fun.
That comedy club is great. Mm-hmm. Four Corners of the Earth, that sandwich shop.
I don't know that sandwich. That must be new.
It's been there a while.
Corners of the Earth, it's called?
Yeah, it's one guy and it's in this like basement. It's fucking awesome.
Wait, maybe I do know that.
In Burlington. It's right down the street from the comedy club.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think I went on a date there.
Really? Yeah, it is the best. It's my favorite place to get a sandwich. I love it because he makes
it. Oh, yeah, it is. I went on a date there once.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that place rules.
What sucks is if you go and there's a lot of people, it takes forever because he makes all the sandwiches. He takes the orders, he makes the sandwiches, and he like has to deal with like refilling this. It fucking rules, though. If you live in Vermont, go to Four Corners of the Earth. Mm-hmm. I hope it's still around. Someone told me recently it might have closed.
I think it's still there.
That would make me upset. But Burlington's like, it's a fun town.
Mm-hmm.
Very like, it reminds me of Boulder, Colorado.
Yes. We've been described as sister cities or whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah.
When I went there, I was like, I walked down, I think Pearl Street Mall in Boulder was designed by the same guy that did the thing in Burlington.
Yeah. The no walking all brick road. Yeah.
It's very fun. I like cities like that where you're like, oh, you don't care about commerce a lot. You're like very comfortable with this being like, this is what this part of town's gonna be. Because now everywhere you go, they're like, and it's a Chipotle. And you're like, fine. But if you would have kept it, it kind of sucks when you watch towns change like that. New York has been weird. I lived in Astoria for a long time, and Long Island City was like nothing but small warehouses and shit. So you used to get a cool view going into the city on the train. And then it became like all high rises. And you're like, oh, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do when you go back to Vermont, do you see it changed at all? Or are you like...
No. If anything, it's going backwards. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Well, my hometown flooded a couple summers ago.
Oh, damn.
So they're kind of still rebuilding.
How bad of a flood? Like a biblical?
Really bad, yeah.
Really?
And they're like, we don't know if we can like keep doing this town. The town is just...
You have a town that almost might give up?
They don't know what to do with all the water. They're like, this could happen at any time.
That is fucking hilarious that they're like, guys, we can't be a town anymore. We flooded. They flooded us out of being a town. What the fuck?
Yeah.
How big was the water? Like,
oh, it went like all the way. It just like took out downtown. Downtown was underwater. And when I was six, we had a flood like that where I went to school. I live on the hill, so I was coming down. And when I got to the school, the water was at the school and there were people like canoeing up to the school. And I was like, is class still?
They're like, Vermont law, we got to teach you. If the building... What's crazy about that is it seems like a lot of towns in the South that are by hurricanes, mm-hmm. like they get flooded, obviously like a New Orleans Katrina thing where it like breaks the levees. But a lot of Southern towns get flooded and they're like, we're back up and running.
Yeah.
Like they don't even, we went through Arkansas right after there was a tornado and they're like, well, you know, obviously those stores are damaged, but everything else is running. And you're like, that's crazy. So it's weird to think that your town went through a natural disaster and they're like, we might not town it anymore. We pack this shit up.
Higher ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, too many basements, I think. There's a river underneath the town. So it's kind of just...
Oh, you guys were fucking... You guys were playing with fire the whole time.
Yeah.
Let's build a town on a river.
Yeah.
And then they go, what happens? He goes, it floods sometimes. You go, well, you fucking did it. It's like Luigi getting caught with the ID. You're like, what? You don't need an ID. What are you doing? You guys blew it. Well, thanks for going through so many highs and lows on this podcast. The assassin, we learned a lot about him. We also learned that he's a terrible public speaker.
Yeah, just no zazz, no crackle, nothing.
Nothing. Pop. I need some Shazam.
Maybe he has a good speech now, though. We'll find out.
Maybe he's more of a writer. That manifesto is coming out.
I'm so excited to read it. It's like a New York Times bestseller. I'm like, let's get it out.
Also, don't forget to follow Carmen's fan fiction of Luigi in Vermont.
I will write one. Yeah. I'll do one.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, yeah. Like, writes itself. Me. Are you kidding?
All I got to do is follow the feeling, and then I'll end up with Luigi in Vermont. Your special on YouTube right now. You can click it. We'll put the link below in the video. Very funny. Did awesome at Town Hall in Toronto. That was the first time we worked together.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I've always thought you were hilarious, and that was a really fun week. I had walking pneumonia that weekend.
I was wondering what you ended up having. I had something like a few weeks later that took me out for a while.
Yeah. I got
walking pneumonia.
Yeah, we were in Toronto together, and I was like, I'm wheezing a lot. And then someone was like, I went and did, we did a podcast with David Borey, and then I did the regs, and they were like, you need antibiotics. And I went and saw a doctor, and they're like, yeah.
Whoa.
The day we were supposed to originally do this episode, I went to the clinic and got antibiotics.
Damn.
And then still did shows in Tampa, though. Shout out Side Splitters. It was...